All right, welcome back to Off the Cuff. If you're new here, what this is, it's kind of like a monthly, I guess, diary for me, more of just talking to the camera by myself, solo pod style. You know, jumping into it, I guess I'm trying to think of where I left off last time and like what's changed. We got the LLC started for Settle Down, which is pretty cool. You know, pretty exciting stuff, but also comes with, I don't know, pretty stressful stuff too, which is a bit, I don't know, just annoying. It's more comes with a territory type deal. You know, I wouldn't say any of it is bad. It's just sometimes kind of a pain in the ass, I guess. You know, it just comes with it, but it's all good and fun stuff. I've never really had an outline for these. I try not to. It's kind of off the cuff, hence the name of the podcast. But yeah, pretty cool, exciting stuff in terms of that moving forward to, you know, getting a business bank account. You know, hopefully some sponsors soon, but you know, that's kind of a down the road type deal, but it's good to have all this stuff in order and have it ready. But yeah, I mean, on here, if you haven't ever listened to it in the past, a lot of times I just talk about, I don't know, just life. You know, I feel like, I guess just more of a monthly recap and, you know, see how all these months go. Also, if you're watching the video, I'm not stoned. It's because I fucking live with a cat and my eyes are red as fuck right now. But yeah, pretty much just kind of, I don't know. I try to do it monthly at the beginning of the month, kind of recap the last month of my life. It's more of a personal thing for me why I'm doing this selfishly. So no offense to anyone listening. I think up to this point, though, no one has listened to any of my episodes, which is, you know, kind of my aim. But, you know, I'm just keeping consistent with it monthly and treating it as a diary. Who knows where this will turn into down the line. But as for now, I enjoy it being a, what's it called? Just my thing. I kind of just get to vent into a microphone camera for 30, 40 minutes or so. But yeah, I mean, I feel like the biggest thing, I guess, you know, since starting this whole process and even like this podcast, even I feel like I've given a lot of advice to people in a sense, or at least like been able to give advice, because I feel like before I haven't really ever, not that I haven't been able to give advice, but I don't know, I wasn't much of a motivating person at times just with things, because I was trying to figure out my life and I'm like, I don't really give a fuck what you're going through, because like, I don't know, I wasn't very not that I wasn't empathetic of it, but I don't know, I was just focusing on my shit and I don't know, not that I figured it all out, but I feel like I'm on a better path right now, so it's a little bit easier for me to know that I can give advice to people who want it or seek it. You know, and it's a good feeling, being able to help people, just share your story, I guess, and kind of give them hope in a sense, or I don't know, just, I like pushing people, you know. My dad always said, you know, as a kid, first day of school, it's always been be a leader, not a follower. You know, and I think in high school and all that stuff, I didn't ever really follow that. But as I've gotten older, I've tried to, you know, always remember those words in everyday life. You know, it's not just in certain things like in sports or whatever, but, you know, leading by example, I don't know, being a follower is just, yeah, it's just not that it's not a good way to live, but not how I want to live my life. You know, so I've tried to continue being a leader much as I can. But yeah, I got a new mic. You couldn't tell. It's a fucking expensive one, but you know, I've also kind of learned that, I don't know, I've had a lot of money struggles this past year, 2024, even 2023. I thought 2023 was bad with money, but then 2024 came up and wow, never been broker. But you know, it's all part of the journey. You know, I'm in a learning phase right now, so it's not like I can, you know, just have all this money. And I don't know. I've made a good amount of money. I've made very, very little money, and I like this a lot better, just in terms of what I'm doing. In order to get money, I've done the, you know, good job, good pay, shitty hours though. And then, yeah. So I don't know. Money's definitely been a struggle, but I've also tried to see some of these purchases I've made as an investment in myself. I don't know. I've tried to look at it like that because I mean, it really is at the end of the day. You know, this is what I do. And I felt like I had to have the industry standard. It's going to last me a long time. You know, it's not to say the one before was bad, but I don't know. I just thought it was time to upgrade. I've had that other one for a while. You know, and yeah, this one's a little bit more versatile. It's all USB plug-in, so it's nice. But yeah, I mean, March, I kind of flew by, I feel like. But also not totally. I'm trying to think. My brother's birthday is beginning of March, and I feel like that was a long time ago. And it was about a month ago. So I don't know, time is weird. But yeah, what was I going to say about that? Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, I've been trying to motivate people, you know, to the best of their abilities. You know, be the best versions of themselves, or at least try to be, you know, no one's perfect. You know, but I mean, reminding people also to ride the waves. People that I know that are usually very happy and, you know, project being happy, but maybe aren't. You know, just reminding them that, you know, it's not always like this. Especially if you start doing something to work towards it. You know, there's got to be some action. You can't just do the same thing and expect different result. That's the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing, expecting a different result. You know, there's always got to be some mix up in your life, and I don't know. You can't be doing the same thing over and over. But yeah, I mean, overall, it flew by, but it didn't, I feel like. I don't know if anyone else feels like that with time, where it feels like it flies by, but I don't know. I don't think that it does, personally. I feel like it's very relative or just makes sense to me. Like it, I don't know. Not that it's going slow either, because it's already fucking April 2024, but I've been keeping myself busy, or at least trying to. And also trying to relax when I can in terms of just like winding down. Because you can get stuck in both ends, you know, just doing nothing or always being busy. And I don't know. It's not healthy to have your brain always on go like that. I find myself to get stressed pretty easily like that. So to have those, you know, breaks and stuff it's not necessary, but I don't know. I feel like it helps out. I kind of want to talk about this. One thing I often struggle with is I guess giving up, you know, especially when things are hard. And I don't know, there's something about this and what I'm doing that I haven't encountered yet. I've encountered moments for sure of just like wanting to give up, but I don't. I don't know. It's satisfying because I feel like it's something that's, I don't know, always held me back in life, but also I hate it about myself is just, you know, always giving up on things. You know, I think part of that's also just being young too. But you know, I mean, you carry that with you if you keep doing the same thing over and over, you know, just giving up in general. And I know I've talked about this before in past episodes in terms of, you know, failing and giving up, difference between the two, because there is a big difference, I think. Like I don't believe in failing necessarily. I mean, you could fail at things, but I guess I don't believe in being a failure, because all that is just giving up, being a failure. I mean, you're going to mess up and fail at things. Okay, yeah, that's a better way of saying it. I do believe in failure, but I don't believe in people being a failure. You're just quitting, or a quitter, I guess. You know, I mean, I don't know. I saw this movie one time back in, 2020. It's called Founder. It's about, you know, the guy who monopolized, I guess, McDonald's, or just made it like the big chain that it is now. It's called Founder. It's with Michael Keaton. Great movie, but I don't know. I remember that around that time, it kind of gave me like, I don't even know how to explain it, but it made me depressed in a sense, because this guy is like 50 years old and, you know, he had nothing to show for him. He has always been searching for that business idea or something to, you know, get to that point of success. And, you know, he finally found it at age like 50 or 60. And I was just like, damn. You know, it was depressing because, I don't know, you think when you're young that, you know, life's a pretty straight arrow up. But that's not the truth at all. You know, success isn't linear. But yeah, it was just kind of put in perspective, I guess, where I kind of looked at it as just like, damn, like, what's the point? But it's like, it's one guy. It's one guy's story. It's not everyone's story. But, you know, that guy, he never gave up. You know, and in the movie, it kind of talks a little bit more about he wasn't the best person. But just the general premise of finding success. I mean, success is defined by your own self, really, not society. Because society is, like, success is defined by yourself. If you find yourself, you know, being successful is having a family or whatever, then you're successful in your own eyes. And that's all that matters. It doesn't really, I don't know. I'm not going to get into that about other people's perception. It's another episode. But yeah, I just find that as a common theme from this month, just in terms of, you know, giving up, or I don't know, people I've run into feeling like they're a failure, or that they're going down that path, or have failed, or whatever. But I don't know. I don't think that that's the case. I don't think people are failures. They just gave up on something. You know, and people kind of put that on themselves and say, like, you know, he's a failure. I could say that about a lot of things in my life, just in terms of what I've given up on. And, you know, I could say I'm a failed hockey player because I gave up when I got cut. But really, I just gave up, you know, I don't look at it anymore as a failure. I definitely have somewhat of a regret for it, but you know, you can't hold on to that forever because it'll always eat at you. I've accepted it, come to terms with it, but you know, same with school. But to me, I don't know. Learning's a lot different than school. I think it's two different things. Unless you treat it like you're learning. Some people do. I didn't. But now I feel like I'm a student in a whole nother world. I guess in business too. And like, I don't know. I've always gotten shit, or not direct shit for dropping out, but I could tell it's there. You know, and anyone that doesn't know me, I don't really hold a grudge to it anymore. It's not like I really care what they think because they don't know me. You know, the people that do know me know who I am and what I'm about. I knew that college really wasn't for me. It's just not how I learn. But yeah, back on the failure thing, I definitely failed classes, but I know people that failed classes and still graduated and they're not a failure. You know, they pushed through and they didn't give up on college. I did, but you know, I'm again accepted of it. And it was, you know, something you got to know when to quit. Like Kenny Rogers said in The Gambler, you know, you got to know when to fold them, but I don't know. I think you got to know when to fold them. And I feel like a lot of times in my life, I folded the cards a little bit too early. So, you know, with all this stuff with Settle Down, I don't know. It's my passion right now. You know, I also work at a podcast studio, so I'm kind of just immersed in this. It's all I do all day. But, I mean, I don't know. Some people would ask, like, oh, are you burnt out? Or do you ever get burnt out? And I definitely do at times, but not like I thought. Like, I mean, I haven't really been doing it that long, but I don't know. Like with restaurant stuff, I used to want to own a restaurant as a kid. And then when I did it, it was not owning a restaurant, but managing wasn't the same. You know, I didn't love it as much anymore. And I think because I got burnt out. But I don't know. With this, I'm just doing it, you know. There's no, you know, I could wake up one day and hate it, but you know, that's a possibility, and I'm okay with that possibility, but I'm not like being afraid of that just puts you in a bad mindset. Or like, you know, if I were to hold on to that and be like, oh gosh, like what if I hate this one day? It's like, so what? What if? You know, and I overthink a lot and overthink everything. This is part of me. But you know, I try not to, because I mean that's the root. You know, if I feel like a lot of my failures would be overthinking it, or you know, but I mean, it's definitely partially a good trait to have, you know, just thinking about things and not, I don't know, you gotta have a mix. Sometimes you gotta just fucking do it, you know, not overthink it. But there's certain times where you gotta calculate things and, you know, think about it. Take risks, but don't gamble. That's a good saying. You know, don't have a calculated risk. And that's the only way you're really going to be successful, is taking risks like that. And I don't know, changing things up, even if it's as simple as, you know, changing things up, you know, going for something that you enjoy doing. You know, and I feel like everyone at our age now, our age as in like my friends around this 23, 24 age, you know, everyone's graduating college. And, you know, Not that I have, I don't know. I feel like I kind of have, not a leg up, sounds douchey, but I definitely have a different experience than all of them that did graduate college, because, you know, I was living in the real world, or, you know, paying for my own rent, I guess. I wouldn't say the real world, but, you know, in a sense, I was working full time and just trying to figure out what I was doing. And, you know, so were they. But, you know, I kind of have this, I guess, head start on it, in a sense of just like figuring out what you want to do. You know, I've worked a bunch of different jobs. You know, I think that's important too. A lot of people come out of college and, you know, your first job is your first job out of college. And sometimes it sucks. Sometimes it's perfect, you know, some people get lucky, but that's just a part of it. But yeah. Yeah. Failure, being a failure. I don't think anyone should ever have that on their conscience. If they can help it, you know, I mean, so much of life you can look back on and be like, oh God, I'm such a failure because of this. And it's just like, to a point, yeah, you want to learn from your mistakes, but also, like, that just made you who you are, or that one thing changed, you know, what you're doing. But I don't know. It's nothing. I don't think anyone should, like, just look back. Like, don't look down on yourself like that. It's just not worth it. But yeah, I don't know where I was going with that, honestly. That's the fun part of this podcast. I just kind of talk and I guess have to keep up with myself, try to figure out what I'm saying. But I don't know. It's more meant for myself, like I said earlier, than you, the listener, if you're listening. And even if it's me 5 years down the line, you know, just laughing at myself or just learning from it, I guess. Reflecting, I don't know. I like keeping diary. I've written like journals and stuff, and they're fun to look back on. But I feel like this will be fun too. But one thing, Spotify actually has this feature where you can almost be like a radio DJ. It's actually pretty cool. You can create like a playlist, which I want to do. So Spotify for podcasters, but you can curate a playlist and then also talk in between that playlist, like one big, like a radio show, like, you know, I don't know, be like, and this is a song by blah, 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 you know, do little things like that, which would be kind of cool to do, because you have Spotify, you're licensed to all their music. It can only go out to Spotify, but I don't know, it'd be kind of like a cool radio show to do, you know, have some music in there. I feel like I got a pretty wide variety of music tastes.
Not much
in like the rap scene as much, you know, I used to as a kid, but nothing crazy. I don't know. I never got like super deep into rap, but pretty wide array, I would say, of music. And I think it'd be cool to do and share with people, you know. It's like 30 minutes long on their drive to work. You're just like, I don't know, being a DJ would be kind of cool to do, or like share with people. I don't know. It'd be fun. What was else? Oh, yeah, I feel like lately, just with, this is more like editing talk, so if you don't care about this, just skip it. But this is more, again, for me. But I've noticed lately that, you know, I've been editing podcasts and making clips of podcasts for our stuff and then also for work. But I haven't gotten super crazy into like editing a video to like, I mean, it'd be kind of cool, I guess, for like, I do a lot of podcasts, just editing in general. You know, it's not like anything crazy, I feel like, that I do in terms of like graphics or, you know, anything like that. But I don't know, I kind of want to get into that. It'd be cool, I guess, looking back, like, I don't know, if I just done the hockey podcast. I think about that a lot too. I'm like, if I just did one podcast, like, how good could I make it? Because I work on, what, probably 10 podcasts right now a month. I'd say around 10. Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, I work on 10 podcasts a month, and they're all very basic, you know. They're not like anything crazy added, or, you know, I just want to test my skills a little bit more, and I kind of want to do that with like shorter, I don't know, 10 minute videos, I guess, for settle down in terms of just like, I don't know, fun content stuff. You know, just even vlogging or something like that. And I have the capability to, I can, I just don't do it. I'm trying to just think of like an example, like, I don't know, I've always wanted to do like a golfing video vlog. Tough part about it is just how long it is, you know, how long fucking golf takes. But I don't know, maybe go to the range or something this weekend and do that. I just want to be more creative with it, because I feel like I've been very, like, my creative juices have been drained in a sense, or like, I just haven't been tapped into that. It's a very, it's not like, you know, left brain, right brain. It's been a lot of left brain editing, I feel like, right? Yeah. The left brain, just like nothing super crazy. You know, and part of that is just due to the amount that I have, editing. I like, it'd be cool even just to make like I used to do that as a kid, just make like these mini movies with my brother. You know, I kind of want to get back into that, just in terms of like a creative outlet again, or just a different type of creative outlet, you know, because I could be creative with these clips and stuff and do certain things, this and that, but at the end of the day, I don't feel like I'm necessarily doing that all the time. And I just want to do that more. So, I mean, I just got to make an effort to do so, but yeah, just, you know, at this point, I'm just making excuses on why I can't do it, because I can, but I guess I do have those podcasts I could edit. Damn. Well, I have some other stuff I could edit that I've never even sent to people that I did with them. But I don't know. I feel like a vlog would be cool, or I don't know, just piecing something together that's not so generic with what I do. I feel like it's just very generic what I do. And I want to get better, so I want to do different types of videos. I just don't know what I would do. Like, settle down, I don't know. It'd be kind of cool to just, I guess, go to a golfing range. Do that with Cody or something. Hook him up with the mic. And, I guess, just talk it through. But, I don't know. It'd be fun, I feel like. Just follow it around. Be good downtown or something. Going downtown is scary as fuck, though. With the camera, like, I don't know. I guess it's hard because I know people that are downtown, but at the same time, I feel like I just gotta fucking do it. Because I'm just making excuses and I'm being a hypocrite. But yeah, it'd be kind of cool to do something. Like, I don't know, me and Galley, the Good Old Hockey Podcast plug. But me and Galley want to go to the NHL draft this year. we're going to do it. It's in Vegas. It's close. Pretty easy to get to. Hotels aren't, I mean, we're not going to stay at like the Bellagio or something. Like we'll stay off the strip or something, or I don't know. We'll find a cheap room. But yeah, it's at the Sphere in Vegas. And I don't know, I feel like it'd be a fun time. We could vlog it, you know, get some content out of it. It'd be a lot of fun. But fuck, dude. Again, it all comes down to freaking money. And I don't want to just keep diving into credit card debt. It's not fun. But at the same time, like, this is just so much stuff that I have to do, and I can't really put a block on it because of money. You know, I could be smart and fiscal and, you know, plan for it, but it's hard with the amount of money I have coming in. You know, so I don't know, but that wraps up episode number 3. I'll keep it kind of short. Stuff like that. But yeah, anyone listening, reach out to me, follow me on Instagram if you're someone random. At Sean Deauville, SeanDeauville on Instagram. Let me know you heard it. If you're a friend of mine, text me. Let me know you heard it. Thought it was cool. Thought it was stupid. Let me know. But other than that, I will see you next time. I kind of do this whenever I feel like it. It seems to be like once a month, you know, kind of looking back, reflecting on the month, is when I do it. So we will see. But till then, I'll see you guys next time.